Rice fields are a paradise for ducks and duck hunters. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Something as simple as emptying a grain bin can lead to tragedy. Grain headed toward an auger is like quicksand, and farmers who've been pulled under have suffocated. If you absolutely have to be in the bin, make sure you're wearing a safety harness tethered to keep you above the surface. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Many Arkansas rice farmers pick up a decent second income by hosting fall duck hunts after their fields are harvested. Patrick Dill, Rice Stewardship Coordinator for Ducks Unlimited, says Arkansas offers prime habitat for ducks to overwinter.
The reason why this historically was great for waterfowl is that it was flooded timber, wetlands, different kinds of moist soil. It's also the reason it's great for rice farming. Soils hold water great here. Perfect rice fields. So what made this good for waterfowl is kind of what destroyed it, what we converted to rice farms. But also we can use those because rice fields mimic wetlands.
Colson Tester is a former ag instructor at the University of Arkansas who now works for Acre Trader, a firm that facilitates investments in ag property.
Especially in the prime regions of the Delta, there's immense influx of out-of-state duck hunters. They're farming rice and farming soybeans or whatever, but they're doing it in a way that is most optimal for duck hunting.
Both Tester and Dill were part of a podcast series from Purdue University Center for Commercial Agriculture that focused on lessons from the Delta. Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.